Every Tuesday morning, we check in with the MCCSE. Keith, and where do we find ourselves going today?
We're going to Arlington Heights Elementary School, and we've got the principal, Micah Heath.
Good morning, Micah. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How you guys doing?
Good. Are you floating away over at Arlington Heights? Are we teaching shipbuilding today?
Yeah, we definitely should be. It's quite disappointing when you get rid of this rain because we need to get the kids outside for recess.
Get the bugs out. Get them raring to go. Everybody came back from spring break. I always ask every week. We talk to folks. Tell me where we are in the vaunted I-step process. Are we finally done with that, or do we have a little bit more to grind on?
We got a little bit more to grind on. The second part begins the week of April 16th.
So you have some time to enjoy spring break and get back and get into the groove of it, and bam, more I-step. All right, so we know it's here. You guys handle it. You're pros. That's the good news. Tell us what else is making news at Arlington Heights.
All right, right now we are in the middle of our spring clubs. So we run a fall session of clubs, and then we do a spring session as well. And so for the spring, that runs for 4 weeks. So we meet each Monday after school from 4 to 5:30. And right now we have five different clubs for kindergarten through second. We have four different clubs for 3 through 6. And we also have a Girls on the Run program going on. So with all that, we have 135 of our 310 eligible students, because preschool is not eligible for clubs. So, you know, roughly 45% of our students participating in clubs.
Micah, you told me about some of the things they do. One of them I find very interesting because I see it on kind of YouTube a lot, cup stacking.
Yeah. Our one of my kindergarten teachers, Miss Amy Armstrong, she brought that up to me, and I said, that sounds fantastic. I know the kids will get excited about it. Now, it's not anything I can do, and Ms. Armstrong is really good at it, and the kids are learning it. So it's something brand new for us, and the kids have really taken to it.
And you talked about girls running. That's not what it's all about. It's not just running. It's a pretty neat program you've got going there.
Yeah, Girls on the Run program. It's a national program, and we're one of the schools regionally that hosts it. So it's a program for girls that empowers girls and educated girls on, you know, different topics, and then they also incorporate running. And so they go actually most of spring. They started early February. They go all the way to May, and it leads up to a 5K. I believe it's May 12th.
That's cool. Now, you did something that I think is absolutely amazing. I don't think I've heard of elementary schools doing anything like this. You went over to visit Crane.
Yeah, I believe we were the first elementary school in Monroe County to visit, and I think a couple others have that lined up. But our fourth graders went down there last Monday, and so they did a lot of hands-on STEM activity, so STEM, science,
That's
technology,
good.
Engineering, and math, and the kids loved it. Our teachers, they raved about it. It's a well-put-together field trip, and I'm glad the kids got to take advantage of that.
Now, what do they have? Are they used to having kids around there? Is that something they're trying now?
I think so. You know, they have an educational department, and they have all kinds of resources, materials that teachers can actually sign out and borrow from them. You know, so I think this is something, you know, they want to do more outreach activities and get kids, you know, interested in the STEM-related activities.
Were the kids excited about that afterwards?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They came back, and they're telling me all about the different things that they did. A lot of things they did with some Hot Wheels and stuff, and testing friction and aerodynamics and things of that nature.
Now, you were entertained by some international guests coming in as part of Lotus.
Yeah, that was real exciting. And before we go any further, I think Jeff Bradley, one of our parents, I think he's on the Lotus board, and he organized this for us. So we had some students and their teacher from Uganda come into our school, and their program is called Dance of Hope, and they put on a show. I mean, the kids have never been as well-behaved and entertained, you know, in an assembly before. We're still talking about it. I'm still posting videos every other day because we had a lot of exciting stuff to share from that event.
Your kids get a chance to do some dancing with the kids from Uganda?
They did, yeah. We probably had 15 or 16 up there dancing and playing drums. And so
Well, that's how it should be. School should be fun, shouldn't it, Micah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, you got another thing. You skating tonight. Do you skate, by the way, Micah? Do you go out there on the floor and show the kids your
talent? No, Keith, he's responsible. He stays stays on the sidelines. How is he going to principal with a broken leg or elbow or something else?
Right.
Tell him,
exactly,
Micah. Tell
exactly.
Him.
My health is most important here, you know. I haven't been out there yet, but I'll tell you what, my daughter will be a kindergarten student here next year, so I'm sure I'll make it out there. Right now, it starts at 6:30. That's a little late for my young family. You know, I have a 4-year-old and 2-year-old, so we start to prepare for bed around 7 o'clock. But,
tell me your secret.
Yeah, Mike's got a young daughter and a young son, too.
That stay up all night long. Like that Lionel Richie song, you know, one that goes all night long, one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys have fun skating. That's good that you'll be on the sidelines for that. That's a good show of leadership there.
All right.
Now, here's another thing that you intrigue me by that you're doing. It's a grandparents' day. The kids get to bring their grandparents to school.
Yep, that will be Friday morning, and we invite grandparents or our special friends out if, you know, our students don't have grandparents or they live too far away. And so we have a light breakfast, we have activities going on in the classroom, and at that same time, our PTO is running the book fair all week, so the book fair is open, so students can go in and shop with their grandparents.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot going on over there, and not too long until school's over for the year.
Yeah, I think we're less than 40 days right now.
Well, just ask
not
one
that
of
you're
your
counting down.
Just ask one of your students. I'll tell you exactly how many days it is because they're counting down to summer. Well, have a great trip over to Crane. We want to hear all.
No, they've
about
been to Crane.
It. Oh, they've been to Crane. Right. That's, or they've already done the Crane thing. You've got iSteps coming up. Let's do that. Anything else we're missing? Any big events, massive events coming up? That carnivals or anything fun like that? Because Keith always wants to know where there's going to be food and activity.
Yeah. Oh yeah, our spring carnival is on Friday, May 11th.
Okay. Everybody has a spring carnival. I don't want that to go. I don't want that to fall through the cracks.
I forgot to find out about the carnival.
Well, that's a great fundraiser, Micah, right? Isn't that one of the big ones of the year?
Oh, yeah, that's our biggest fundraiser for our PTO, and everyone comes out and has a great time. So.
And that gives Keith and I almost – that's 5 weeks, Keith, we can work on the forecast. Nobody has their carnivals in April because our forecasts stink. That's why that happens. Micah, great job as always. We appreciate you checking in, and have a great end of the year, and we'll get caught up with you next semester.
Sounds great. I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you, Keith. You guys have a great day.
Micah Heath, he's the principal at Arlington Heights, and they're up to – I got lost there. I thought they were going to.
They've been.
Yeah, and then I wondered why they had programs there because – Crane sounds like you can go play with some really cool stuff over there.
They've got a howitzer we're going to fire off.
Torpedo.
Yeah.
Mark 48 for everybody.
No, they're doing a lot of science stuff over there.
They should.
Getting, you know, can you imagine what it'd be like for a kid to go into that place and be able to be with engineers and these guys are showing them all that stuff, guys and women that are doing that?
Just the bus ride alone, Keith, we went. I remember when we were kids, we went to the Indianapolis airport one day, and I thought that was just the cool, because you saw how the sausage was made. You went to baggage, and you saw. I mean, they didn't let you on the tarmac or anything like that, but it was just that was
that's cool.
That was pretty cool. Kids always get to do cool stuff. Don't grow up. Next thing you know, you're gonna be doing AM radio in the morning. Don't grow up. Stay in school as long as you can. Have as much fun as you can.
You mean we're not on the elementary school tour for kids to come and see how much fun it is?
They
want to
radio. If they want to come on in. The door is ajar.
Uh-huh.
The door is ajar.